From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. 2 days after Christmas, and it's come to this. The Senate convened today in a rare holiday session with less than 5 days to go until big spending cuts and tax increases kick in. This last-minute flurry was not the plan, according to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, speaking here after a White House meeting with top congressional leaders last month.
There is no more, let's do it some other time. We're going to do it now, and I think we feel very comfortable with each other, and this isn't something we're going to wait until the last day of December to get it done.
But here we are at nearly the end of December. So will Congress get it done? Joining me from the Capitol is NPR congressional correspondent David Welda. And David, late today we learned that President Obama has invited congressional leaders from both parties to the White House.
That's right, Audie. And this is a new development. We had not known that this was going to be happening. And many people are taking it as a sign that this is either a breakthrough or possibly a Hail Mary pass, just given that there will only be about 4 days left to work out some sort of a deal. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell sort of referred obliquely to the fact that these talks were going to happen earlier today, and he indicated that his willingness to explore further talks with the president.
We'll see what the president has to propose. Members on both sides of the aisle will review it, and then we'll decide how best to proceed. Hopefully, there's still time for an agreement of some kind that saves the taxpayers from a wholly, wholly preventable economic crisis.
But of course, Senator McConnell also warned Democrats that they should not expect any kind of a blank check from Republicans, especially blanket assurances that there would be no filibuster of anything that Democrats might propose. So I guess that's signaling a willingness with a caveat.
And of course, time is running short. Is there really enough time left for Congress to head off the fiscal cliff by next Monday evening?
Well, the time is very short, and it really would require a lot of cooperation from Republicans in both chambers. But a leading Republican, Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, who's very close to House Speaker John Boehner, told me tonight that he does think that there's still time to get a deal done.
Because with presidential leadership, you can force action on something in a short period of time. And we've seen it before. We saw it a couple years ago when the rates were extended. So I think there's still time, and I think there's a way forward. It's just going to require some tough decisions by both sides.
And those tough decisions for Republicans would mean having to accede to some degree, at least, to President Obama's bottom line, which is that tax rates have to go up on high levels of income. And for Democrats, it would likely mean having to give up some things that they want, such as an extension of unemployment benefits, which are about to expire. And it might also mean accepting some spending cuts that they're also against.
David, many say if there's going to be a deal, it will likely be Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell who helps make it happen. Explain why that is.
Well, for anything to get done by New Year's Eve, Senator McConnell would have to get his Republican troops in line and make sure that none of them jams things up with a filibuster that could really derail everything. He's done this before, but he's up for re-election in 2014, so he may not be too excited about getting ahead on this time.
And David, of course, there are some contrarian views on Capitol Hill from Democrats and Republicans who actually think it may be to their advantage if a deal is not reached by New Year's. Why is that?
Well, Democrats see that egg would be on the face of Republicans, they think, if we do go over the fiscal cliff. And also, they're going to have more members in both the House and Senate come January. Republicans, on the other hand, think that in January, they would be voting, if the tax cuts were to lapse, they would be voting for a tax cut. And they think that would make them look better.
That's NPR's David Welna speaking with us from the Capitol. David, thank you.
You're quite welcome, Audie.